It's an end of summer ritual for 1.5 million guests. A trip to the Canadian National Exhibition. Maybe you go for the concerts or the rides or the attractions or games, or maybe it's all that weird and wonderful food. Our guest is the CEO of the CNE, Daryl Brown. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, great to be here.
Yes, it's exciting. We kind of build to the day and tomorrow it's it. So it's, it's year round for you working towards, you know, these next 18 days, but it's got to feel great.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's pumped.
Yeah, everybody is pumped. How are advance sales going this year?
Fantastic. We're 60% over the advance sales from last year, which were 100% over 2019. So people really want to be here.
Yeah. You know what? I think that the cloud has lifted, right? The pandemic cloud has lifted. And people, really, mostly everybody, ready to get out and do their thing again. And it is tradition for a lot of families to go to the CNE.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So I'm driving into work today and I look over because I come west on the Gardiner and I see this beautifully lit Ferris wheel. And yes, it really is now part of the Toronto skyline, at least for the next 18 days. Tell us about this Ferris wheel.
Well, that Ferris wheel takes 20 18-wheelers to ship, if you can believe it.
Wow.
So you can imagine just how much, just to put that one ride together. We've got 61 rides, and that's 20 trucks.
Yeah, 20 trucks.
Yeah, and it's 150 feet tall, has air-conditioned, I repeat that, air-conditioned cabins. So when you're sweating it out on a hot day and you've been, you know, traipsing around the grounds, this is a great way to just chill for a few minutes, get in, and the view is fantastic. You see the entire cityscape. You see over Ontario Place into the lake and all of the CNE.
Well, and Ferris wheels traditionally kind of make your tummy go, right? I feel like this one might be a tiny bit slower so that it's more about sightseeing than it is about, or does it make your tummy go still?
No, I can tell you, it is so smooth.
Yeah.
You're barely aware that you've started to move until you just look at the sights. There is one cabin that's a VIP cabin.
Oh, and, well, and has Daryl been on the VIP cabin?
I was on the VIP cabin. And I'll tell you, if you use 10 extra ride tickets, you can get into that one. And that has a glass floor.
Cool.
It has posh seats. That one only seats 4 people. You can put 6 in the other cabins, you can have an extra experience.
That's very cool. That's the first time I've heard that. Okay, so cool attractions, too. The skate show, that fountain show I want you to tell us about on the lake, and there's even a silent disco? Stuff going on. Tell us about the fountains and whatever you think is, you know, the best.
Well, we always want to do things on the water channel. I mean, in the past, we've had the World Wakeboard Championships there. We've had, you know, Aquarama since the 1950s. So this year, we wanted to do something different. These are fountains that shoot up to 100 feet, and they move to the beat of music. And
beautiful.
When we get to the nighttime, there's laser lighting. I think that's when it's really going to look cool.
Mm-hmm.
It's something important for us to continue to use that water channel, especially with the development on the other side.
Yes, yes. And the silent disco, I just have to say, is going to be so hysterical because everybody puts a headset on. So if you're just watching the silent disco and you're not a participant, it just looks plain weird, like a bunch of people dancing to the beat and you can't hear the music yourself, can you?
Well, we've been doing the silent disco for a few years now. And the thing is, what I find the most funny about it, of course, you know, when you're wearing your headphones, you sing along, but you have no clue that you're singing off key. So you get 100 people singing off key or whatever.
That's funny. Okay. So last but not least, there's so much really to talk about in so little time. So everybody just has to go and experience the X as you do every year. The new food. We've been having some fun with it this morning, but you brought in pickle cotton candy. And I think part of the draw with cotton candy is the color, right? I mean, it's like I love blue cotton candy. I don't know why, but I do. And I love pink as well, and I've never had green. Have you tasted this?
I have, but I'm waiting for you to taste
okay,
it.
Okay, all right, I know. I wish you had one in front of you so we could do this together. Okay. Mmm. Oh. Okay, you know what just happened there? My sinus is cleared. Okay, that's what dill does. It's like a wasabi
thing.
It's medicinal. Okay, so there's a big focus on dill pickle this year.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, it's actually the pickle's been running for a couple of years now because we had pickle pizza that was really popular, back last year. And
I feel like there's more pickle stuff, though, there's fries.
Pickles embedded with dogs and wrapped with peanut butter and jelly. And I haven't tried that one yet. And I'm not sure I'm looking forward to trying it. But, there's some wonderful creations. The one yesterday that seemed to be really popular was the butter chicken that it has a samosa sandwich. The samosa is filled with butter chicken. Mm. Then you have tandoori chicken inside that's coated with butter chicken. And then you have fries that's coated with a butter chicken sauce.
Oh my gosh.
It's like, but people seem to love it. So.
Well, and that's the number one thing is the food building. Everybody seems to be talking about going there. You go on the ride, you do all that other stuff, but the food is really the thing because everything is so innovative and different. Darryl Brown, CEO of the CNE. What's your favorite thing to do at the X? And then we'll say goodbye.
I'm a bandshell guy.
A bandshell guy. Oh. Okay, good. Yeah, yeah. And we've got Dionne Warwick this Saturday, and we've got all kinds of great Canadian talent, including Jan Arden, Amanda Marshall, Kim Mitchell. Going to be fantastic. Thank you, Darryl.
Hey, my pleasure.